That's a song called Reach for the Moon by an artist from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the artist's name is Henry Aberson. We've played Henry on the show before. He's a drummer, a songwriter, producer, music entrepreneur. And that's a fusion of, you know, classic soul, some R&B, some jazz and blues influences in his work. Before that, it was Joelle Francis with the single Serenity. Joelle is from Belgium and is also in the R&B, soul, jazz sort of world. I hope you enjoyed both of those songs. And now it's for our featured artist of the week, good friend Crystal Shawanda, now based in Nashville. She is a very decorated award-winning artist. She's won a couple of Junos and certainly just recently won a Maple Blues Award. Congratulations to Crystal. Here is You Can Let Go right here on The Jukebox.
Wind blowing on my face, sidewalk flying beneath my bike, a five-year-old's first taste of what freedom's really like. He was running right beside me, his hand holding on the sea. I took a deep breath and hollered as I headed for the street. You can let go now, Daddy. You can let go. Oh, I think I'm ready to do this on my own. It's still a little bit scary, but I want you to know I'll be okay now, Daddy. You can let go. Of my life, to one I've been a daughter, to one I soon would be a wife. When the preacher asked who gives this woman, Daddy's eyes filled up with tears. He kept holding tightly to my arm till I whispered in his ear, you can let
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's one of my favorite tracks from the 90s, Soul Asylum and Misery from Let Your Dim Light Shine. You gotta love the Minnesota music scene. Minneapolis was such a hub for some great artists. Obviously, you've got Soul Asylum. You also have, Bob Dylan, Prince, Jayhawks, so many artists, Husker Du. I just love that scene. It's really great. That reached number one on the Billboard Alternative Charts back in 95. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. I've got some great tunes coming up, and one of them is by Peter McPoland and the song My Baby from the album Friend. It came out in 2004. He's an indie pop country artist from Vermont. And following that, it's our good friend Fifi Dobson, who is from Scarborough, Ontario, and the song Take Me Away from 2003. It was a huge hit for Fifi, and it won her a Juno. But first, let's get to Peter. Here he is on the show with My Baby, followed by Fifi Dobson on the Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Praise up and tobacco down. Gave thanks to the ones that have come before.
Host Julian Taylor, and that was Leonard Sumner. He won the SOCAN Award for Indigenous Songwriter of the Year a couple years back and is an Anishinaabe MC, singer-songwriter, and lives out in Manitoba. We have definitely played him on the show before, and I hope you enjoyed that. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. Couldn't do it without you. If you have requests, please let us know or hit us up on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram right now. And I want to say thank you to my amazing team for helping me put this show together. Thank you to our sponsors for helping us keep the show together. And thank you for our station partners for getting it out there to your ears. I have one more song to play for you on the show. It is from Kingston, Jamaica. And 1980, this song called Ja Promise came out. The artist is Johnny Osborne. It's a roots reggae rock anthem, originally released from the Studio One album Truths and Rights, and later it was included in various compilations. So Without further ado, here it is for you and your listening pleasure, Johnny Osborne and Ja Promise. Until next week, remember, it's nice to be nice, and ciao bananas. Big love to y'all. Thanks for tuning into the show.
We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble, Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project, Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper, Billy Woods, LA synth punk's Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit, Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group, Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo, Sweeping Promises, New York City-based ambient pioneer, Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artists, Salami Rose, Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there are over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.